This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Pennsylvania small business owners who are trying to survive the shutdown have gotten used to a lot of paperwork. Government grants and loans can have daunting applications and long wait times. But a new private grant program in Pennsylvania is offering a simpler, speedier option. It requires one thing that others don't: an on-camera pitch. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan has been watching the tapes.
The video applications tend to start the same way.
Hi, my name is Megan.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ethan.
Hello, guys. I am Sharina Tay.
Hey, folks. My name is Chef Jimmy.
The camera's trained on the owner, who's sitting in their bar or salon or living room. Their stories follow similar timelines. The shutdown in mid-March. The struggle to stay afloat since. You know how bad things are for many businesses, but the videos drive that home.
We do what we can for our community, but now our community can't support us.
Angie Vanny gives us a tour of her quiet Philly gift shop, Giggles Gifts.
Now we're looking at our Irish section. This usually is empty by the time St. Patrick's Day is over. It's stocked full because of the fear and the stay-at-home order.
The videos are submissions to a new grant program called the Pennsylvania 30-Day Fund. It offers up to $3,000 to small businesses in the state. The application is slim, and a decision comes in just a few days.
Here I am in my salon, walking up the steps on the top floor. And
the videos also showcase small business owners' preparations for going back to work in a post-coronavirus world. Salon owner Cherie Latte filmed herself suited up in a surgical mask and plastic face shield.
This is going to be our new normal when the governor does allow us to come back, these face shields, which are pretty hard to breathe in, but giving it a go.
The 30-Day Fund grant is only available to businesses with 3 to 30 employees, and applicants often focus on what they're doing for the community past creating jobs or paying taxes. Prentice Boone runs Hote Barbershop in North Philly.
We do free haircuts for back to school. I cut over 400 kids for free for back to school haircut time. We do free haircuts for the homeless in the wintertime around Thanksgiving.
The fund was set up by Philly area business leaders. They've raised $300,000 to distribute so far. Co-founder Jeff Brown is a grocery store executive by day. He says sizing up a business's financials is the easy part.
A lot of these businesses are like pillars of their community, and they do things to help a community exist in profound ways you can't tell in writing. You have to see the person and see their business.
The fund has received over 750 applications from businesses and funded about 50, prioritizing those owned by women and people of color. Megan Benz is one of the business owners that's gotten funding. Her vegan bakery reopened for delivery and pickup in April, but revenue is way down. She's applied to about a dozen grants and loans, including the Federal Paycheck Protection Program, but
it was just like a bunch of no's. And then I applied for the 30-day fund on a Thursday, and by Saturday morning, they were like, oh, we've selected you, and I was just shocked.
Benz didn't love the video part of the application.
Look, I hate to be on video, on camera. Like, I avoid it.
But she says the $3,000 her bakery got from the fund was worth the performance anxiety. Benz says about half of her staff have been unable to get unemployment benefits.
So we've just been continuing to pay them 40 hours a week. So to me, that $3,000 covers a chunk of a two-week payroll.
The Pennsylvania 30-Day Fund is actively soliciting both applicants and donations. The founders say they're hoping to keep the fund going for as long as it's needed. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryant.